time for the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Okay, so was that Tay Tay we were just listening to?
Oh, yeah.
It was very Lady Gaga sounding.
Crank it up. It's a banger.
Not this part.
What do you mean?
So this part is not so much like Lady Gaga.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't know if I got Lady Gaga feels from this. I got kind of Taylor Swift feels from it.
Of course. She's a machine now. She's more machine than man, but... Okay, it's time for the exciting conclusion of Raccoon Story. Those P1s who were with us at this time yesterday knew that I was disheveled and sweaty more than normal during the ODEC yesterday because I... Right before I arrived at work, I hit something in my car, something that was running across the roadway, and hit it about 50, 60 miles an hour. There were two things running across the roadway, and I hit the second one. Mm. And as I drive into work, going, man, what the hell did I just hit? I start hearing some screeching, squealing, squeaking sound coming from the front of my car, get into our parking garage, look in our front grill, and there is... half of a raccoon hanging out of it, its head inside the grill, busted through the plastic, gone through this little opening and busted out part of it. So it was still alive, and it was still alive all throughout our show yesterday. When I went down afterwards, after the show, we did get an update mid-show from Ty, not Tyler, but Ty from our ticket staff. And he said, "Oh, man, I think the thing's dead." And he showed me a picture of it.
I know. When I left the office yesterday, I had a really bad feeling about the raccoon.
So I went out there after Muse in the News yesterday, looked at it. It was still alive. It was just hanging out there. It was not getting out of the grill. And I'd even wedged some things in the gap there to make the gap bigger for it to be able to escape. But it was choosing to stay where it was, behind the grill, in front of the radiator, okay? And then Ty gives us the update saying, man, I think it's gone.
It's not
but
moving.
I went down there afterwards, and it was very much alive. And so Catman came out there because he is a huge raccoon guy. Did you know this about Cat?
Yeah, he says he's the raccoon whisperer.
Mm-hmm. And he shows me this video, and it's of he and a lady friend of his choosing that he has chosen to be wife, and they're out there in their backyard, and they've got like 12 raccoons around them. They're sitting there feeding them basically almost by hand.
I thought you weren't supposed to do that.
No, you're not supposed to do that, but they love raccoons, and they keep track of the two mothers that are having all these kits, as they call them. Not just Catman and his wife, that's what you actually call baby raccoons. But, yeah, they love raccoons, and they are into the care and the illegal care and feeding of them. So Catman comes down there, and he was very helpful, and he's helped me out because he knows exactly what they eat, what they prefer. And so we were giving it space, trying to lure it out of the car because I didn't want to drive going 100 miles an hour with that thing right getting blasted by a hurricane-force wind. And we're trying to get the thing out of there. We've got sticks trying to gently nudge it towards the opening, getting it in position. Then we back off for a while, allowing it to feel comfortable to come out, giving it plenty of space. But it is not coming out. Finally, we really have to kind of gently muscle the thing towards the opening, and then I, with a single-gloved hand, I went very handyman Michael Jackson, a large utility glove on one hand only, because I had two right-handed gloves. Grab it and by the tail and pull it out of the opening, and there it lands on the the pavement in front of us.
What time was this?
This was probably about 10:30.
Okay.
Some 16
okay,
hours.
Okay, we don't need that, Walter.
Did it yelp when you pulled it by the tail?
It would make maybe the slight noise every once in a while, but basically it was pretty silent. Okay. I mean, the poor little guy was freaked out. Now, this raccoon was a young raccoon. This was a juvenile. You know, it wasn't a full-sized raccoon. And it was so cute. I have some footage of this thing. It's just, it's so cute.
Did you call animal control?
We did not.
Okay.
Because animal control will do one thing, and that is put a bullet in its head.
Oh, really?
Pretty much. I mean, they you know. I mean, I guess I shouldn't say that because I don't know for a fact. But we're getting to animal control. They eventually come into the story.
Okay. By the way, I remembered my animal control story. Remember I said I had a possum on the porch and I called animal control?
Yeah.
I told you yesterday it was a dead possum, but the reason I called is because it was still alive. It came to me yesterday. Well, but it was bleeding out.
Oh.
So I didn't want to try to bag up a still living possum.
Uh-huh.
I didn't think that was a good idea. That's why I called animal control.
Okay. So after this thing comes out of the car, and the strange thing is, I hit this thing going 50, 60 miles an hour, and yet there's no blood.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
There's no blood. And this thing was alive, and its eyes looked very alert, and, you know, but of course now
it's a cramp.
At 10 in the morning, it's starting to get a little sleepy, and who knows, I'm sure the adrenaline dump had something to do with it, mm-hmm. because it's been through this ordeal, and plus, this is their nighttime, you know, they rest during the day.
Oh.
So, we're trying to figure out, how injured is this thing? Well, when we pulled it out of that hole, and it landed on the pavement there.
Did you put together an injury tent? Take him into?
Yes, we took him into the blue tent. He was protesting because he wanted to get back in the game.
Don't take my helmet.
Right. We could see that clearly his body is not working right.
Yeah.
His back legs, he couldn't quite stand up.
Oh.
So he just kind of scurries over into this. There was a tree that was coming out of the sidewalk that has a grate surrounding it, you know. It's like a big square area, but they've put an iron grate over the dirt portion of it.
Okay, great.
Around the tree. But but there was an area there where he could squeeze between the tree and the iron grate to get there on the actual ground. So that's where he goes, which was great for him because we were worried, you know, we were in a major metropolitan area and there's really no bushes right around there.
A lot of dogs walking
through there. So he's in a safe place right there. But he's clearly injured, and he clearly probably needs to be put out of his misery.
Oh, no.
I was going to say, there's no way he was uninjured after being hit by a car at 50 miles an hour.
Right.
No way.
Sounds like Gordo's about to take matters into his own hands again.
Does it hurt?
I bet your eyes lit up.
No, the other times where I've had to do that, it's always extremely traumatizing.
Oh, really?
But I've had to do that with a baby bird before. I've had to do that with a grown starling bird. I've had to do that to a grackle before. I think that's
let's see. I wonder what weapon he used. He's used a brick, a shovel,
yeah, and a Honda Accord.
And a Honda. That's right. The run back over.
That was the grackle.
This is his favorite part: is choosing his weapon.
Right. Yeah. I go machete.
I take off the shirt and oil myself up.
Machete's a good
whole ritual for me. Get me in the mood.
I'm gonna take sledgehammer.
Oh gosh. No, there's no way that I could have killed this thing.
In the middle of Victory Park.
Yes. Security cameras everywhere. Capturing me just bludgeoning it.
It's a clear day, but lightning strikes as you silhouette 2x4
against the sky. So that was when the call to animal control was placed. I believe Ty called animal control, or maybe Kat did.
Ty?
I can't remember. To come out there and do whatever they were going to do with the raccoon.
Well, maybe
I choose not to learn what they did.
Maybe they set his leg and they fixed him.
right.
I lean more towards sledgehammer.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You don't think they're going to set his leg and put him in raccoon hospital for 6 to 8 weeks?
No. Set of crutches, teach him how to use them?
No.
Oh, man.
I know, and it's just,
it's a fun time for the disabled.
It's not a fun time for the disabled.
No, he was a goner 2 minutes after they showed up.
And I don't I didn't hear from Kat what they did with them. I'm sure that they just lied to everyone and said, well, we'll put him in the van. We'll take care of him. Yeah. Well, what are you going to do
like
to
you're
him?
Talking to a little kid.
We'll take care of him.
Yeah.
Drilling
he's
in the
good place. He's in a hospital. Yeah, they have a
believe
raccoon
me,
hospital.
He's going to be better off. We're going to handle him, and he's going to be a lot better off.
And I felt sad about it all day long.
Oh, it's horrible. Yeah. It's just horrible. It was, you know, and the thing that I can't stand about it, and I mean tearing up talking about it, is, you know, it was a baby. It was a it was a young raccoon, and that was probably its mother it was running with.
Had his whole life ahead of him.
And that mother's got to be wondering where that thing is.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's just, it's so traumatizing.
You owe it to the mom to go tell her today. To go find
no,
her
I,
and tell
I owe
her.
It to her to let her join her offspring.
Jeez. Wow. You're going to hunt her down and say...
And point my sedan of justice towards her raccoon face.
What is your animal count up to now?
What do you mean?
How many
it's
animals
gotta be a dozen.
Have you killed?
Counting all the meals that I've had?
No, just with your two hands.
Oh, because you guys do it the cheap way of just letting someone bring it to your table.
And or a car.
I don't think that counts as death. I see. Okay. I think all the ones that I've named. I've had those three birds and then this raccoon. This is the only... I've never hit a cat or dog with my car.
What about half cat?
No, half cat was a cat I discovered in somebody's front yard that coyotes had torn apart.
Huh. Awfully suspicious that you
Why is
have
it
to
suspicious?
Discover with your track record.
I think you were in on that one with the coyotes.
I'm the one who pulled the walkie-talkie up to my mouth and just quietly said, let's go. I see the cats in the front yard. Y'all go.
Time.
Go.
Coyote team six, move in.
Yeah, oh, we got Cat Bin Laden that morning. So, yeah, not that many. I don't think I've eaten. No, I take it back. There was also a squirrel I hit one time. I hit a squirrel a few years ago.
And you had to back over it again and again and again?
No, I didn't back over it again, but I did look in the rearview mirror and watch it twitch for about 10 seconds.
Gosh.
Before finally it gave up the squirrel ghost. How many animals have you guys hit?
Yeah, you know, this summer I took down a bird in Colorado on the highway.
What?
It wouldn't move, and I was like, sure it's going to move.
Oh, I remembered another one. I took out a pigeon on the tollway once.
Gordon.
God. All right, that's six.
You Randy Johnson.
Yeah, well, it took wing like a little bit too late, and then it hit my windshield.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever hit an animal with my car. I've run over a couple squirrels on my bike, but they've survived.
Uh-huh.
But I've never run over anything in my car.
Yeah, no. Well, that's good luck for you.
You know.
So, George, you did that, and didn't you?
Yeah, I've hit a duck once on Brookhaven Club Drive.
You hit one of your own dogs, too.
Quack.
I ran over Daisy accidentally.
The dog that your wife suspiciously hated.
Yeah, but we weren't trying to run over her.
Yeah, I think y'all were trying to... Save a euthanasia bill is what you were trying to do.
It was on Christmas Day, too. It was
oh
terrible.
Gosh.
You had an earpiece in, and she was on the walkie-talkie.
Oh,
no,
there
so
was
now.
There was no walkie-talkie.
Now, Daisy's lined up with the back wheel. Now, back up, back up.
No.
Why would they need that elaborate system?
Oh, man.
All right, well that's a sad story.
So I don't know if they took raccoon away to be rehabilitated. That's what I'm choosing to think.
Okay, let's do that.
Yeah. He's listening right now in a raccoon hospital.
Oh, yeah. He's listening. Loving
Shout out.
Loving the show. He's loving what he's hearing.
All these funny jokes.
Yeah.